try to be Mesakim. Try to be Mesakim the Sugya of Shini Mokim and the Alachas that come out of Shini Kofayim Ches. It's one of the Sugyas that you can see in a blot and a half, and doing the Alachas Kofayim Ches, you can see when you see the entire Sugya from the beginning to the end, through Shini and the Achrayim, how everything comes out, it's really beautiful. Alright. Try to hold Cheshbon here a little bit. Try to be mad from everything. Until the sugya, down to Allah. To start, there's a machlekes in brachas on Nunalachim Deb. Leishami Meitzalom. Mi she'ochal v'shochach nevorech, yachsel l'mukim. Mi she'ochal v'yachsel l'mukim v'shochach nevorech, yachsel l'mukim v'yachsel. Somebody ate and he forgot the bench. The din is that he must go back to the place. A bench over there. They still are Imrim. You're also welcome to Shinnitzker. You can bench wherever you remember. Says in Gemara over there and give him a gate. Hanmi, when is the machlaik is? Vishokha. Abba Behizi, Zibir, Kol Yachim, Kemi, Nahar. Whole machlaik is Zamko, by Shokha. But by Hizi, a person left on purpose without benching, Mukhri, Bakuli, I must go back and bench. The shadow is why? Why does the person have to bench in the place that he ate? Lavush is beginning to pay dollar master. It says because when you're kaveya walking for your suda and you eat in a specific place, Ramela, if you're gonna bench in a different place, we don't see the bench in the siyachas of the suda that you eat. Since you're kaveya the walking for your suda, you don't eat anywhere else. You eat one place. You eat in the dining room, you eat in the kitchen, whatever it is. Ramela, if you're gonna bench outside, you're gonna bench in a bedroom, we don't see the siyachas back to the suda that you eat. This is a svara by Dvarim turn bracha lachareb mukayim. Something which is turn bracha lachareb mukayim. Your kaveya mokim for it. It's an achila chashuva. The path or him in idogen. Something which is your kaveya specific place for. Therefore, you have to bench in the place after. Something which you're not kaveya mokim for. Peiris ukedema. You have apple, or you drink something. It's not something that your kaveya mokim for. Your to eat specifically in one place. But mainly, even if you bench in a different place, we still see the bracha being mitiachas back to the achilu that you had. Because you were never kaveh amokim. So even if you eat in one specific place, lamaisa, since the person is not kaveh amokim, even if you bench in a second place, we still see the bracha being mitiachas back to the achilu. What is considered to be bracha lacharem mukayma? What's considered not to be bracha lacharem mukayma? So, that's what Kubazar, Rishayim, and Aristotle. Places, and the Rif, and the Rosh, they all go that tuna bracha lacharem mukayma is either pas or hemini dogma. Something like the Lashon of the Ranis, something which you're kaveya sudon, something which has a kviya smoking, it's an achila chashuva like the Lashon of the Vosh, very good lefid of the Vosh, it's an achila chashuva, the mela achila chashuva like the Vosh is being masber, needs the bracha being mitiachas back to that achila. If you're kaveya mokum for achila chashuva, then the bracha has to be in the mokum of the achila chashuva. However, the Rashbam and the Rambam, they go that even Zayin Aminim is considered Shiva Saminim is considered Tuna Bracha Lacharem Mukayimu. Kinir they understood, like Mashmoyes of the Rashbam, it's not telling an Achila Chashuva. It's telling a Bracha Chashuva. And there's no difference between Heimin Edogen and Shiva Saminim. The Bracha Lacharem is the same Bracha Mukayimu. Mila, as long as you have a Bracha Chashuva, it's considered Tuna Bracha Lacharem Mukayimu. That doesn't seem so nicely to Lavush. Lavush is saying, since you're Kaveh, a specific place for your Achila, Mamila, you're the Mashmoyes of Chashiva is in the Achila. Since you have a Chashiva Achila, and you're Kaveh, welcome for it, your Bracha has to be in that place. Here it sounds like it's a chashivus in the bracha. That's all from Chaim Pinchas. That he wants to say no, he wasn't saying specifically in the Rashbam, but Chayyim works very nice in the Rashbam. He says that the hoidah of a person is more the shmur in the bracha that he has in the hanok. Mameila, a bracha chashuvo, this emeris a hoidah chashuvo. If you have a chashuvo bracha, which means you have a chashuvo hoidah, you have to have that hoidah, you have to be mevateya that hoidah in the place that you have the hanok. Kedevish of the chashivus of the hoidah. You may make, since you have a chashuva bracha, which is a chashuva yidol, you have to do it in the place where it's going to have the most chashivas. You're going to be margish the hanah in the best oifen. Since you're margish in the hanah of best oifen where you eat, maybe you have to bench in the makom that you eat. That's not the thing which is a bracha chashuva. A bracha chashuva needs that you're margish the hanah. That should be a chashuva bracha. Something which is not a bracha chashuva, you don't need that. Maybe you can bench anymore. So for example, you can place this in the mezban. Now, comes under a sugya, we have machlokes din of sheshet and of chizda. Sheshet holds the din of shini mokum applies sai by something which is dvarim atunim bracha lacharim and chayman, and sai by dvarim shein atunim bracha lacharim and chayman. It doesn't make a difference. The din of shini mokum applies that if you're going to leave, you have to make a new bracha. Whether you come back, whether you don't come back, you must make a new bracha. Rav Chisda on the other hand says, no, that's dafka by dvarim, she'in him tunu bracha l'acharim mechimon. That's when everything is she'in welcome. But she'in him by dvarim, a tunu bracha l'acharim mechimon, the market is the market this way, the ashpam is shevet aminim, if he takes it in the riff and the rosh, dafka by pas and heimin yidogan. By those, we say, l'kiva kama hoda. What does it mean, l'kiva kama hoda? It's not she'in welcome, it's l'kiva kama hoda. Loshen of Rashi, Rashbam, hoyo v'leibir chachareim, v'holach v'mokam achar v'leibir. Since you didn't vanish and you went to a different place, al das to the rishenu oil. The kiva kam v'hodar means to the tzvis that you had originally, to your original tzudah. Levar of brocha achat al shteyim. And das is to vanish one for both of the tzudahs. The kiva kam v'hodar means that you're going back to the original tzudah. Mashmalet, the Rashbam is for saying that the amid is not considered a heter adas b'chol. Generally, we say when you get up, kilu as if you're making a das in the tzudah. Says Rashba, no, l'kiva kama hoda. Kilo is your b'mamshich yisuda. You're going back. Al das tzvias harishenu v'tayin. And the main one, when you got up, you don't see it that you finished yisuda. You're still a continuation of yisuda. In the Chanami, you went to a different place, but it's a continuation of yisuda. The Rosh of the Rosh, on the other hand, is mashma shtikol anvish. The Rosh says, kiva. What does it mean, l'kiva kama hoda? Kivan shim lo yehoya oichol kan ho yitzarach lachzalem efeimu l'varis. Since if you wouldn't eat in the second place, you'd have to go back to the original place and bench. Have a kiilu who are dying in the koimai, the game is that they can't be very kind of the mother. The male we reckon the kiilu is that he's still an original walking. He's still an original walking, so male, he can venture over here. Smash, smash, Russia thing is a little different from it. It's not a thing that you weren't Messiah Das when you got up. Kiilu as if you never got up in the first place. You were never Mashana walking. You kiilu as if you're an original walking. The male, if you're an original walking, especially, you're like eager and a lot of venture. The only challenge is, what does the Rosh mean when he says, Kivan shim lo yehoya oichol kane, yitzarach lachzalem efeimu l'varich? Since if you wouldn't eat here, you'd have to go back to Israel Mokim, have a ki'ilu, adayim v'mokim. If that's true that you don't eat here, you have to go back to Israel Mokim, so who says that you're allowed to eat here? I'll leave it there. Who says that you're not allowed to eat here? Who mastered you to eat in the second Mokim? Since if I wouldn't eat in the second Mokim, I'd have to go back to the first Mokim and bench, so my mirror, I left the ki'ilu from still my first Mokim. Who says that I'm allowed to eat in the second Mokim? If I wouldn't eat in the second Mokim, I'd have to go back to the first Mokim. So who says I'm allowed to eat in the second Mokim? Maybe I have to go back to the first Mokim. Who mattered me to go back to the first Mokum, not to go back to the first Mokum and aim the second Mokum without a bracha? So, actually you can say the mashmoit of the Rosh is, Adas, Bimaz bin Rosh Tach, Adas the Rosh Bam. If the Rosh is not going, what's the person's Das? He's saying, Aliba the Emes. Since Aliba the Emes, the Halacha is, we know, not what this guy is thinking. Since Aliba the Emes, the Halacha is that a person is in the second Mokum, Mamela, he doesn't have to mention the first Mokim. Mamela, when he got up, his das was that he's going to continue his Suda. Since he knows when he gets up, that if he doesn't eat in the second Mokim, he's going to have to go back to his first Mokim and bench. So Mamela, when he got up, and his das was to eat in the second Mokim, we all reckon it as the Hemshech of the first Mokim. It's Kilos, we never got up to the Mokim. He knows, Mishas Maisa, that if he doesn't eat in the second place, he's going to have to go back to the first place. So from the fact that he got up, his das obviously was continue the original Suda. Continue the original Suda, but mainly we reckon the Kiva is in the same Mokim. Mamash Adas Rashbam, the only shal is, what's the type of the Kiva Kamahoda? Does the Kiva Kamahoda mean Adas to the Rishenu Vatod? Or does the Kiva Kamahoda mean that he would have to go back if he didn't eat in the second place? But mainly his Das is when he got up, that he's continuing his original Suda. I saw talking to Mordechai, he brings down both of Pshatim, and the Big Yesha brings down the bottom, what's the Nafka mean? He brings down for the Marshal. Says the Marshal, Ein Chilik Beinayim, El Apir Shalosh in the Kiva Kamahoda. There's no Chilik between them. The whole chalak is, what's Pshat on Kiva Kama? Each line what he means, the duk. But actually, the Kavanah is all there for what we're saying now. Both the Rashbam, both the Rosh, both saying the same Muslim. When a guy gets up, his das is, then it's not changing his Muslim. Is it, just the only question, what does it mean, the Kiva Kama Hoda? Is it a Hemshech of original Suda? Or is it to you, if you wouldn't go back, you'd have to, if you wouldn't eat here, you'd have to go back. So my Mela, it's Kilo, it's your Adayim Mukhaim HaRishim. Look at the Kamahoda. That's Shitas of Chizdom. The Gemara asks, Meitzvek, Bnei Chabur, Shem Yimutuva, Lishpiz, Vakur, Ravnei, this is Lotis, look at Sotan, look at Kala, Shem Yoyzin, Eitzu, Nebrach, Mafer, Shem Yoyzin, Eitzu, Nebrach, Hatsin. That's Dachto, Shem Yichu, Shem Zakan, Echer, Vain Yichu, Shem Zakan, Echer, Shem Yoyzin, Eitzu, Nebrach, Mafer, Shem Yoyzin, Eitzu, Nebrach, Hatsin. Kashan of Chizdom. We see that if it's Lohi, Nichu, Zakan, Echer, the Allah is, Shem Yoyzin, Eitzu, Nebrach, Mafer, Shem Yoyzin, Eitzu, Nebrach, Hatsin. What does that mean? What's the theme of Rachel? The Rambam, he understands when we say Shin Yoytzin Tzun Bracha Ma'afera means that it's a Chiv Bracha. The Hainu, Shin Yoytzin Tzun Bracha, the way the Levush is Masber is, Shinu Mokim is worse than Hetzchah Das. Hetzchah Das is only Masber Chavrach HaRishim. The Rambam understood that Shinu Mokim is worse than Hetzchah Das. It's Kisuda Acheres Lagamri. It's Mamash Anayin Suda. When you get up, it's a new Suda. If it's a new Suda, it's Machayiv to bench on the original Suda before you go right there. And even if you came back, even if you left and you didn't bench, like you're Machayiv, when you come back, you're Machayiv to bench before you do anything else. Sweep the bench, and then make a bracha rishon if you want to continue eating. The Ran goes on Derek the Rambam. He also holds that you're mechuyev to bench. He says that's how the Ran, the Ra'on, the Ramban say, that even if you come back and you didn't bench before you left, you must bench when you come back. But he was a little different than the Rambam. He seems to understand the way that Rabbi Kivayger's Mazdim, Sofayim Ches, is that since we're scared that you're not going to bench, the din is by Dvar Matunu Bracha Lacharev and Kreman, you must bench in your Mokim. Maybe we're scared that you're not going to bench. That's a your chiv is to bench Pachal. Sanitai. Especially according to Pesheshi. Or according to Pesheshi by Dvar Matunu Bracha Lacharev and Kreman, you're Mokhiv to bench in the Mokim that you ate. Since you're Mokhiv to bench in the Mokim that you ate, Mamela, before you go eat, you should bench. If you didn't bench and you came back, you're already Nishkai in a benching, and Mamela you have to bench before you do anything else. That's how the Ran goes. Taisus on the other hand says no. That which it says, Kishinyotin to the Bracha Lacharem, that's Zakya Eitha Seyvam. Where Chosh is either that you're not going to come back in time, or you're not going to come back with fall, and you're not going to end the benching. Since where Chosh is you're not going to end the benching, Eitha Seyvam Kamashmalon, don't leave your Mokhe before you bench. Let's say somebody Zakya did leave his Mokhe, and he didn't bench. When he comes back, Elechanami, you don't make a Bracha Lacharem. You only make a Bracha Rishayim. Because Shinyo Mokhe only has a bit of Hetzadah. Vinitvi, however you learn, sadly, if you learn like the Rambam, you learn like Tesis. It's a kashan of wisdom. We see, dafke if it's inichu zaken echayro, then you don't need to make a bracha. But if it's lo yinichu zaken echayro, the lacha is, then you have to make a bracha. Shin yoytun tunu bracha lacharem, and b'chol kol kishin choytun tunu bracha lachatil. Not like a wisdom. Kashan of your wisdom. Agav, b'chor of the feel of Rambam, it's very gishmak, the lashon of inichu zaken echayro, the din of inichu zaken echayro. The whole part is, when you leave, the feed around them. When you leave, we see that you're being gomer your suda. The main thing, the needle is also in the chayva. We don't see that you're gomer your suda before. Mashiach in the feed tesis that the whole din is only a eitz teiva. That you shouldn't forget the bench. Then what's it help to be needle zaken in the chayva? Very good, needle zaken in the chayva. But lamaisa, maybe you're not going to come back in time. Lamaisa, maybe you're going to forget to eat anymore. You're not going to bench. And therefore, what? Who says? Well, chayshish. What's the chash? That's no different, aren't they? Let's say a guy sits down to his Shabbat Suda. And he's about to serve the first course. And his entire Shabbat Suda, he gets a call from Atala. He's got to go. Is his Das to come back? That's he's the only one eating. Is Das to come back? Of course his Das to come back. He didn't need a suit yet. Of course his Das is. We don't reckon that. We don't reckon with his Das, even though we know that he wants to come back. We still think it's a Teva. Mashayin can Zak the Zaytus for you. Zak the Mora. If it's a Nicha Zak the Chayla, then we do. What's the difference? You're going to come back Sabbath then. So the Bir Allah has Mitzah and he wanted to say, maybe we must have to say that that's why we said Zak the Zak the Chayla. Zak the Chayla. You're not going to leave the Zak the Chayla. Really, you're literally going to come back. You don't have a Pshash, you're not going to come back. A Chayla that doesn't work with Fida Tor. Fida Tor, the way that we pass in Allah, that Zak the Chayla is Lav Dafka. It means the Lashon the Tor is Havir, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. It's not Lav Dafka, Zak the Chayla. So Bir Allah wants to say now, that Bir Allah and his Kohen says, he says that Vayis Beis Lefidah says with Kolkama that we see that you're in the middle of the Suda, it doesn't pass for you to be Mechuyiv in a Bracha Achrein, to be Mechuyiv in a Bracha Achrein, even after Eitz Atenu. We see you in the middle of eating the Suda. The guy comes in, you see a guy tired in the middle of the Suda, you tell him, you might fall asleep, since you might fall asleep, so to that you should bench now just in case you fall asleep. The guy's only in the middle of the Suda. He starts falling asleep, okay, don't worry about it. But if we see you in the middle of the Suda, we see you up in a friend room, we still see that there's other people here around the table with you, and it's behesed that you're still in the middle of the Suda, then even after it's a favorite of the pastor of the Chayyid to make a problem. This is like the Bir Allah. We get to Kafler of Chizdom. Enter the Gemara, Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Mantan Akiris to Yehudim. Who's the Braitha that says Akiris? That's going to be Yehudim. Agav Lashon of Akiris is a little bit schwer. What is Mantan Akiris? Mantan Ahinichu. The machlok is not going to get to the akiris, but the machlok is going to get to the anichu. Ayin in Eli Rabba, Meridim, Ibeiz and Hashem Hemshach. Man tani akiris, Rabbi Yehuda. The tani chavir kim b'subin, that in the chanami, the whole kash that he just asked, is dafku fir Yehuda, but Rabbanu Rechel. And the Gemara, the Gemara brings the tani kavas to your chizda, and we talk, mashmoit the Gemara, if you agir tish lefaneinu is, the Rapasim of your chizda is under the name. Let's talk about the Shbamlu, that's how Pesach goes, that's how the Rosh goes, that we're passing from Chizda. We ended up with Chizda is going to be the Rabbanan, and the Kash was only for Yadat Yechida of Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a Tani come up to Chizda at the end. We don't need anything more than that, we pass from Chizda. However, the Rif and the Rambam, they pass from Chizda. That's the Rif. Why do we talk about the Chizda? Because we have the Kash from Chizda. We have the Kash from Chizda, but Ashinui Yilei Samchinam. Even though the Gemara gave a Teret, Ashinui Yilei Samchinam. Fact the Rishenim, Shait the Rishenim. What do you mean? Fact the Rosh, Halal, all the Rishenim. What do you mean, Ashinui Yilei Samchinam? You don't have a better Teret than this. You don't get a better there than this. We're saying that Fakir, the cash is only for Yadat Yechida. We see him a first surprise that has about Lakers. That cash was only given for Yehuda. But in the Chanam, if you're a Rabbanim, with a Rabbin, who we pass him like, it's good for your Chizah. Chizah is a Rabbanim. What do you mean, Hashanu Yehuda Yechida? So Kesem Mishnah is with Yadat Yechida, and he wants a Taino, but that's the Rambam, that the Bemedvar Mamurim of the Braitha, it's taka, it's a shadow whether or not the Medvar Mamurim is lachlik or the farish. So the Rambam says in the Furush that the Medvar Mamurim is lachlik. Says the Gesem Mishnah, it's really machlik. It's machlik is whether or not it's lachlik or the farish. The grain brings it down at the beginning of the Tibbon. And the Taz brings it down at the end of the Tibbon Kofayim Ches. And the time is that the Etim we should really pass like Rabbi Shua and Levi, that it's lafarish. And the Mela over here, there's taka no machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, when he says the Medvar Mamurim is becoming the farish and the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan are moed to serve Yehuda that is Dafi Nichol Zachan Echirim, and there's Lein Nichol Zachan Echirim, you're going to have to make a new bracha. Mamela can say that everybody, the son of the Baisa, not like a Chizda. Besam Kfar Kabam Mazeh, the Ma'am Chala, so if the Rishen already been taken to this thing, the Tesis over here says, that's why we didn't bring our Tanik Abbas Yer Chizda from the original Baisa, because the Ma'am that holds the Ma'am Zahar Mubim is coming to be from the fire, Shalei Lachlik. And the Ma'am Chala Matakas says it over here, but that's the Rishen. He has the Kash on the Rif like the Rosh, what do you mean, Ashadu Yer 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 You don't have a better center than this. He says, no, can't find there. Since we see the first brisa that the Gemara asked the Kasha of Chizda was the brisa of some brisa, doesn't say different review them. It's Megala on the second brisa that when it says Mezvar Hamur, it's coming to the fire Shloi Lachlai. This is like the Mount Kalah without the Rift. But maybe they pass on the Kripshishis. Ashenui Leis Amchinen. I said Tani Kavasi Der Chizda and the Gemara. If you look, many of the Rishonim are not curious it. Fakir, the Girsa, Tani Kavasa, the Rabbi Yechanan. And they started asking, what do you mean Tani Kavasa, the Rabbi Yechanan? The Gemara first plugged up Rabbi Yechanan, and they were asking to bring the Tani Kavasa. They tried to explain how it works with the day. It's not going to occur. That's the source of the Shema'itman. La Locho, the Machaber Paskin, Bekvitz, the Rambam, like the Rishonim. There's a Dinner Shini Bokim, Sai Bajram, and Tunim Bachalach, and Rambam Femim, Sai Bajram, and Tunim Bachalach, and Rambam Femim. And as soon as you leave, it's a gemar of the Suda. It's not just a hefet hadas, it's a gemar of the Suda. And the main way you have to, k'shen yoytzim tunu bracha l'achareim, k'shen yoytzim tunu bracha l'achareim. The Rambam says, then the fifth base, v'yishchokim b'chol ma'a shekosim b'sim in zeh. There are those that are chelik, the Rosh, Tzitzim, they're chelik b'chol ma'a shekosim b'sim in zeh. Rak tzivim, sh'shin yomokim, eina ela k'hefet hadas. Shin yomokim is not like you freshleim, that it's a worse than hefet hadas. And it's a bigger din. It's like a gemirah das lagamit kila. It's the suda karet lagamit like the levushes mazdin. No, einay elak esra das. They hold that it only has a din of esra das. What does it mean that it has a din of esra das? Because of the rabbis, the levushes rishonim, we say that the tesis, the rush, all the siachas is much mahechadik esra das. And second, they're understanding that the din of the suda is the din of esra das. Rashbam says it earlier in Rav. Rav says, "Oysem bnei yotzim shekitchu b'beis haknesses." I'm a Rav. Yidei yain layotu, yidei kiddush yotzu. Why yidei yain layotu? Says the Rashbam, "Me'acher she'okru b'mekayimon, da'hava li'hezchadah." Because when they were okru b'mekayimon, it has a din of hezchadah. Now, zichur when he says that it's a din of hezchadah, it doesn't mean that he was mamish mitzirda. It means we give him a din of hezchadah. How do I know that? Because in Kofala Chomeral, we bring down Rabbi Yechon Shitam. Rabbi Yechon is chaylekam Rav. And he says, no, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Afi de Yain, Nami Yotu. You could be Yotu with the din of Yain. There's no problem with Shinu Mokum. Says the Rashbam, why? Shari lo yisir, dai tibi, yotu vesa knesen. Shadayim dai te lefam, lish tis vesa. Because you never miss his death. Your death was when you were in the shul, they were going to drink, and your death was they were going to go home, you were going to drink. You were never missing his death. You never missing his death, your Yotu is no problem with Shinu Mokum. Now, in the same case that Rabbi Yechanan says that you're Yotu, Rav and Shmuel say that you're not Yotu. Because if Rav and Shmuel are talking about a case that you didn't have das, and Rabbi Yechanan is talking about a case that you did have das, then there's no machlokes. If I say, if Rav and Shmuel are talking about the same case that Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan says, even though since you had das, you were never mitzvah das, therefore, your yitzah, your chiv is not a problem machine in Mokum. On that, Rav says, no, you're not yitzah, there's a problem machine in Mokum. Why? Because the Rashba, because you're Mitzir Das. What do you mean? You told me that I wasn't Mitzir Das. So Mitzir Das is really not Mitzir Das. Elamai, the word is like the Lashon of the Rosh, and that's Taka Hadar, and I'll bring it down. Davalekia has Takada. We're Mandirim, we give it a din, when you're Zakirim and Mekayimai, we give it a din of Hasada. Why is the person Vandasa that the guy is getting up in the middle of the Sudah? Vice says from the fact that he's getting up in the middle of the Sudah, Vice says that he's very good to know. That's considered a Hasada from the Sudah. We see in your Akira a Hasada from the Sudah. Aye, let's say the guy is screaming that he's not being Mitzir Das. He's screaming, he gets up and he's screaming, I'm not being Mitzir Das. You should just know, as I get up, I'm not being Mitzir Das. Do we care or do we not care? Says the Pasha says, Pasha the Sugya, the hard way the Rashbam is coming out. Nishmasad says it's a Kali Yudbeis. What's the title? The Loi Plug Rabban. Chazal gives you Akira as a din of Hesach Adas. When you get up, we give it the din of Hesach Adas. Aye, you're screaming, it's like Dutah Shalyam. The guy says Dutah Shalyam and it's not being Miyash. We don't care. Because we know that's when he's being Miyash. We give it a din of Yish. Aye, the guy works for the Coast Guard and maybe he's going to get it. Dutah Shalyam. He's Miyash. So it's over here. The guy gets up and he has big time, neon time that says, I'm not being Miyash. I'm coming back in 15 minutes. That's not going to, doesn't help him. The Akira we see it as a din of Hesach Adas. L'chore, in this Nekuda, the Yavis is chore. He wants the time. No, since the whole din is Gibbayt and Ezra Das, it's Dafka if you know that you were Mitzir Das. If you just go out for a second and your Das has come back, you just use the facility and your Das has come back, it doesn't have a din of Ezra Das. Hashim Mishabru, he was Zichr not that way. Kama Vakama famous. He was Zichr not that way. Like, L'chore Adar finished Masad. Loi Puga Abonim. When you get up, we give it a din of Ezra Das. What comes out Lamaisa? How do we pass? What are the laws of Lamaisa that come out? Bnei Akira, and even with Bnei Sar, according to Ben Ishai, Ben Ishai is bothered by the fact that Machaber Paskin, like Griffin the Rambam, the first he tells Baruch Lahakum on the Rosh Hashanah. So maybe he also wants to go like the Mekid Adina, at least the Chumah, to go not to make a new bracha like the Rambam. The way that it comes down for Ashkenazim, the way that the Rambam comes down, the is as well. If it's achal dvar matunim bracha lacharimim kaimim, somebody that eats dvar matunim bracha lacharimim kaimim, which is for sure pas, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down these two other shitas, we go like this like a tefila also, that we consider dvar matunim bracha lacharimim kaimim, dahinu heimin edogon and shivat haminim. If you eat any one of those, lechatchila you shouldn't be eichem in kaimim, like Rama says, before you bench. Lechatchila you should bench in your original place. That's the din that we do it's quoted from the Rishonim, the Shailu went and from the Ram. The Chatchilo, you should bench in the place that you ate, and the Mela were choishish that if you're going to get up before you bench, you're not going to bench in time, you're going to forget the bench, you're not going to continue eating. The Mela, the Chatchilo, you should bench before you get up. However, by Pas, which is something which is Zichr Dvar Matun Bracha Lachar Mekhaiman, sometimes we allow you to get up with Chatchilo even without benching. If your Das is to leave for just a minute, says the Mishnah Berurah, then it's not a problem. The Tzitz of Rosh Mashma, the Eil Hakim Rezer, Rak Shiyit Yamanat Lahafli. Those sessions, Avak Shiyit Yamanat Lahafli, the altar, Mutter. Yidas is just to be malata somebody outside, to go check the mail. Yidas is use the bathroom, even if the bathroom is outside. Yidas is come back right away, then there's no inning to be machmer for this Lichat Chila of benching before you go. Since Meikr de Dino, there's no din of Shiyit Yamanat, there's only a Lichat Chila or Choshish, and if you're going to go for too long, you're not going to bench. But Meila, that's only where Choshish, you're going to go too long. If you just step aside for a minute, we're not Choshish. And the Melo, it's not a problem. Lechatchila, even Lechatchila, you're not going to go out. As if your Das is going to come back right away. Another head of Lechatchila is, if your Das, Vishat Bracha, if your Das was, continue in another Machan. In Echanami, you sat down here, but your Das is to go to the Tish afterwards, your Das is to go to the customer, your Das is to go to your neighbor and invite you for dessert. Whatever it is, your Das was to continue your Suda in another Machan. Lechatchila, even Lechatchila, you're allowed to continue your Suda, start here and continue somewhere else. Why? Because you were never conveying your makam in one place. Your makam is, when he sat down with Shasta Bracha, I wasn't conveying my makam from here. And it's L'chor, the Shidus is very misaver, that even if my Das was to go to the Chasana, and then afterwards they say, too late, I missed the Chasana. You know what? I'll go to, there's a Bar Mitzvah I know that's tonight also. I'll go to that place. That's also not a problem. You could do it even with Chabchila. Why? Because B'Shabt, your Bracha, you were never conveying a makam. Your Das was, you're going to go somewhere else. That's all about that from Chaim Kanievsky. He says that's for also. Once you convey a Vishat, your bracha, your kavan is not to eat over here, so you never convey a mock of your tuda. You never convey a mock of your tuda, so you don't have to bench specifically here. You continue your tuda somewhere else.
Also,
and you're not planning on eating in the second place? Of course it doesn't. Then you have a chash. If that is not eating, it's not a chash. It's a chatzilu. Chayru.
Sometimes
you
have to eat,
you
have to eat
something that's beautiful, or some... Chayru, you would have to eat something that's beautiful. Or else you have the same chash again. That's from Kivayu Sheva. That's a Bir Alaha. Not that where does this thing come from? What's the same? Maybe it's only the Baal Amor. The Sheva exactly. You get them from the Ram. The Sheva is if we pass something down on my tongue. In the Chanam. Yesh Lodin. No, the Dachas that my teeth is not over here. To a certain extent, yes. We'll get to that soon exactly and when we're going to apply those Alaha. Let's say somebody did get up. Somebody got up by without benching. The chatzilu was supposed to bench. He didn't have das. The chatzilu, you're not supposed to get up side by path by hanging in dover or shemitz aminim before you bench. Let's say you did, and you didn't bench. What's your halacha? The halacha is when you go to the next place, you do not make a new bracha. Even though the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishnah Berurah first brings down the achrayim that say that the zayin min edover. The chatzilu you shouldn't get up. Zayin shivat aminim. The chatzilu you shouldn't get up. But if you did get up, we're not going to say that you should make a bracha. Then he brings down the grain that's machriya, like the middle day of the dafka behemi nedogam. There's no dinishin imakim. But by shivat aminim there isn't. Chur the mashmoyis is that it's still a suffix. Tavay baruch lahakol. The meila, you even though it sounds like you're being machriya like the grain, but he's bringing down all the achrayim and say not that way. That even by shivat aminim, you're not going to make a new bracha. The pashas al tavay baruch lahakol. You would not make a bracha even by Shiva Taminim. Even if you were Meshana Mokha Meshina Taminim, you would not make a bracha with her. Maybe you should get somebody else to be with you, find a new fruit. But if you don't have either of those pashtas, Sami Bar Zahoki, you would not make a new bracha. Now this is all by Dvar Matuna Bracha Acharangam Pim. There's no real Din of Shinim Mokha. Where is there Yehad Din of Shinim Mokha with it, normal pashtas? By Dvar Matuna Bracha Acharangam Pim. You have fruit, you have fruit, you have chicken and rice, you have turkey and potato, whatever it is. Could even be Kriya Sudha, even something which is not a Kriya Sudha of Pas, even in others. All I'm trying to bring out is this could happen on a nightly basis. Whatever you have, or a daily basis, depends where you eat your Sudha. What's the halacha with regard to Shin Yomakim? Lechatchila, the din is, you're not allowed to be Oikim and Mekayim of anything. Without benching. What does it mean Oikim and Mekayim? Oikim and Mekayim means the entire room that you're in, even if the room is a huge room, even if it's a dining room in the Mirashiva, even if it's a chasana hall, any place in the room is all considered your makim, and you're allowed to go there even the chatzilu. Your das is kilo on the entire makim. Even if you can't see the place that you made a bracha, there's something in the way, there's a pole in the way. You can't see the place that you made the bracha. Nevertheless, you can eat you have your schnitzel in your corner, and when you want to have your soup, you go to the other corner of the dining room. Not a problem, even the chatzilu. Now with that in the chasana hall. So from Chaim Pinchas, what's the time that a mechitza wouldn't make it into a new cheder? Mechitza is just that you shouldn't have the men and women together. But you're not better trying to make it into a different room. Mameila, it's like you would say that it has a din of a tanner. It has a din of something which is not fixed the room that you can't see. You shouldn't be able to see them, you shouldn't be eating together. But it's not a new room. It's not a new room. Mameila, even on the other side of mechitza, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Mameila, if you're going to Ezra's Nashim, if it's not a different floor or something, you're eating in an Ezra Nashim also in a show, having a Kiddush in Ezra Nashim, and you take your food, or continue in the Ezra Sagvar, you wouldn't have to make it a bracha. It's not considered, it's even Lechatchila. That's all in the same makom. Once you go out of your makom from cheder to cheder, then you get ready to get into Shiloh. Then Lechatchila, you're not supposed to go to a different room. That's only Dasko, if you didn't have Das, Meshach your bracha, or you can't see. As long as you could see it from the second room. Our Rosh Hashanah says that nowadays, okay, maybe he didn't have a big house now, but we have. Nowadays, most of the rooms open up to the dining room, to the main salon. So, Mela, you're allowed to continue in any room because you can see that from whichever room you go into. You can see most of the apartments like that. I like that nowadays also here and there, so small apartments. Everything is surrounded around the small room. You open up the door and you can see the dining room. Chur, you don't even have to see it. The shalot, you have to see the exact place. Dalet Amos. Chur, the mashmais, and the place is anywhere in the room, since anywhere in the room is considered your makom, it's not a problem with your makom, as long as you see anywhere in the room, that's fine. So even if you go to a bedroom, you're allowed to go to a bedroom as long as you can see. If you have da, you're allowed to go even if you can't see. Mechedu lechedu. If you close the door, so then the mashmaisa mishabur in different places is, that's how the because in the Tata like this, I think Mr. Rel says it's Mefurish, that once you close the door and you can't see, then it's not considered the same place, it's not considered a room. Do you actually have to look? Can anyone have to look? That's Mashmoyes of Rosh Hashanah by Kinshram Yisrael, that you don't actually have to look. There's a window there, and your back is to the window, you don't have to turn around and see, oh, I can see the place, and eat while you're looking at the place. As long as you have the ability to see it. But if you close the door, we don't say that opening the door is considered an ability.
Full
of
Rayu
Bilam.
What?
If you started to eat, then you
can see.
Then it's considered a Hemshech. You shot it into a new Mokhem. Okay, we'll have to see. They're good shayla. We'll have to see. But again, the Ramesh has a tshuva. But again, a different day in Halchei Drachim. We'll see if it applies also here. Same type of nekuda. Very nice point. Could be even different addresses. I don't know.
You go into the room and you start eating.
So you go to the book. Then you close the door. That's if you didn't. We're talking about that you're only eating out the makom from before. You made your bracha on your dining room. When you started eating in your dining room. That's because you're walking. Let's say you started eating in your dining room. You're eating in the dining room. And then you change. No, let's say you started eating. Your heter is only to eat in the dining room. Then you walk to a different. Then you have a problem with shinimach. While you're walking all the time, then you say that the hemshach of the brach. But if you started eating, your heter is only to eat in this room. Who says that when you eat in the second room, if you can't see, you close the door? That's more sense. You're talking about that you're eating. You didn't eat yet. You started walking.
No. You're sitting down. You make a brach. Okay? And before you even put food in your mouth, the door closes. You can't come off. You said talk to the wrong.
You started walking in the middle of the brahma.
No, you're not walking. That's
then why are you making a brahma?
You're not. That's what. You made the brahma
before you even ate
the food. You're about to put it in your mouth. And
the
door is
open.
And then you
want to
go to the room.
And then after you didn't eat, and then you have to
eat
the room. And then you want to go to the room
that
the door closed?
100%.
Because you can see in the second room, the room that you ate.
You can't see anymore. You have to open the door.
You have to open
the door. You have to open the door.
We don't have to see, you don't have to see where you're eating the room that you're going to move to. You have to see in the room that you move to, the place that you ate the chatzkila. This is all the chatzkila. Mecheder lecheder is all of them the chatzkila. However, we have a bir halacha that says, Nochun af the roy venochun lochash lechatkilu ledata achrenim shalikanis afilu mecheder lecheder bemsa achilasei bedrom shim tunu bracha achrenim and payment. Even though it's zicher roy to be lochash for these shittas, that say nothing go from mecheder lecheder. However, in Moshe Yedai to Hashem Yitzchino that you had that shas bracha mikom lochum hanoig lochum baze ein din place biyodim yesh loyim yilin tzmai. Those that are knowing to be make on the go from mecheder lecheder, even if they didn't have data chatkila, ein limchaz biyodim. For sure, with the evidence, if you did it, ain't lachik bracha. Then they speak away nafka. Stop the bracha lachakum. The yachal yeres mekaynei. The vadi yesh lachak lachakum. If you can see the mokum, the chachil yivano. If you had das, even the chachil yivano. Even if you didn't have das and didn't see the mokum, ain't limchayz biyad mekino. And zichur, if you did go to a different cheder in that room, says Mr. Brura, with the evidence, you're not going to make a new bracha. Now, yesh mipoyski zmanenu brought down from Rabbi Yasher, Shem Zalman. And Pinchas, other place team, they tell you that if a person's das is, if it's mostly for a person, that when he eats, he doesn't stay in one place. He ends up going, he has to get the soda from here, and then keep some of the extra food that's not enough room in the pantry, he keeps it in one of the bedrooms up there, so he has to go over there again. The das is, the way that he does it is, he has to go around the different rooms. He says, then even if you didn't have das lahedya, your das lachatchila is to go to different rooms. A woman that's going to serve the meal. Even if the dining room and the kitchen, you can't see one from the next. It's a different place in the house. You can't see, and you don't have das. For the das of a balabasta is that when she has her suda, she's going to have to go to the kitchen to get stuff. She's going to have to bring stuff to the kitchen. But meal goes even without saying. I saw from Zizit Rochad down from Mot Chelio, that would just be for the balas abayim. But for a racha, somebody that's coming over, so you wouldn't say that. So the daf is not like that. Or daf is the same on the table. Now, each masav kafishahi, zikr, if you're having over seven or girls, they're going to for sure go because they have today. It's going to be shidduchim soon, and they're going to tell them they're going to help. And if you have the helpers also, they're going to go to the kitchen when the wife gets up. Everybody goes to the kitchen to help out. The daf is also in a chanami. If you have over your grandmother or something like that, and she's talking, sit by the table, and all the time, she gets up, and then maybe for her, she knew about it. But the Azman, and the Sam Das, can sign for his big Atzolah. Sam Das is that you have to go. Sometimes you have to go, you have to go. And remember, to use the facilities also, use the bathroom also, is Nechon. What are you doing with No, he doesn't have that. So the Das of Balabayas is to sit by the table all the time. It's his wife that's getting you. Does that work for kids from the students? Is that the third? Even that only happens if you can see. The Chachila. The real Lacha says that Dafka, for my kids, you should have more master. And you need both of them. You need to be able to see and have that. Right, how many can you see? Even if you have that. By Shinu Mokum, we're less makbid when you get the din of Ma'alacha, the Bir Alacha Pasim Kiddush Mokum Suda, to go to a different room, you need both Da and they should be able to see it, for it to be the Chatzkilim. Over here, by Shinu Mokum, it says either Da or a see. Either one of two. Now this is all when you're inside your house and you're eating. So the Chatzkilim, you should not go Mechid L'Cheder unless that was your Da, where you can see the Mokum. If you did, in the Chatzkilim, the Vadim and Yemen, I'm making a bro. Let's say you're outside. You're outside, you're eating in a orchard. You're going cherry picking. What's the halacha? Not exactly clear from the Mishnah Berurah. He brings down two different shittos. It seems that he's being machmir like the Chai Odom. That it depends whether or not it's mokum mechitzas or not mokum mechitzas. A mokum which is not mokum mechitzas. Give the mokum. One second. Before we get to outside. Let's say you're inside your house and you're going to leave your house. What's the halacha there? This is all when you're inside your house and you're going from either one corner of the room to the next corner or from one room to the next room. What if you're leaving your house and going to somewhere else? So the Mashmoyt HaMishra Brewer is, even though the Yavid says in this case that even if you leave for just 1 second, you go outside to check the mail for a minute. And your doctor come back right away. Your doctor go outside to use the bathroom. And your doctor come back right away, says the Yavid, it's not considered Hezchada, and you're allowed to do it, you're not going to have to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says a number of times there's Akdama. I don't know if the Chayyim realize that there is Akdama to the Siman here in the Mishnah Berurah. Before Sif Aleph, there's Akdama with that 20 lines here the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Over there it says in the Furish, it says, Tekev Sha'okam and Befeimin is Bato Tebiyusin. It's our Lassa Levar. As soon as you get up, he says it a few times also in the middle of the Siman. As soon as you get up, he says he has to use the bathroom. It doesn't make a difference. Even though the Das is different to go back, he just has to use the bathroom. You come back right away. Nevertheless, Lahedi and I like the Yavis, that as soon as you get up, we give it a din of Hesach Adas, and you have to make a new bracha. That's if you left your house. Let's say you didn't leave your house, you leave the entire building. Let's say you went either in the same building, you went to a neighbor's house, or you just went out to the, you were malata somebody outside to the Chedim Adrigo, to the hallway. Or you left your house and you went to the Mapeset. Does that consider the Shinu Mokhin? So, from house to house in the same building, most of the Paiskim hold, Paiskim's Manenu, I think only the other team I saw, is not this way. From all the other Paiskim that are brought down, they all say they're going to somebody else's house. Even though it's Tachav Gagat Achav, nevertheless, it's considered a different Rishus, and Zichar has a din of Shinu Mokhin. To go from your house to somebody else's house, even if it's your next neighbor, doesn't make a difference. It's a different Dira. Rishlam Azam says even more than this, but he gets Gish Mokhin to the Shmish Havas himself to bring down. That even if you have two rooms in the same house, and one belongs to one person, one belongs to the next person. So don't say Kiddush Mokum Suda has a din of Cheder L'Cheder that you can see it and you have doubt that it works. Because it's not your Rishus. You have no Yechilah seat there before. It's not, if the guy gets your Rishus, maybe it has a din of your Rishus. But somebody else's Rishus, and then the guy invites you afterwards. It doesn't make a difference. It's somebody else's Rishus, even though it's two rooms in the same house. Kavah Chomer, if it's going to somebody else's house, it's Zichra has a din of Shinu Mokum. Maybe if you start in your house, and you go to somebody else's house, and you come back, it has a din of Shinu Mokum, you must make a new bracha. Or you go to somebody else's house to finish, you have to make a new bracha. Even if you have that, that and you can see to somebody else's house without going outside. How does that happen? The doors are facing each other, you leave the both of the doors open. Go and talk to the home. That's the shadow. There's a shadow by that. Tatus with the other, it seems that we're not going to be behind with the bracha. I'll tell bracha. What? No, so that is the shadow whether it works. The Mishavur said, the Maikidish Makam Suda, the Ramah brought them aside that bias and bias works, as you can see. The Mishavur says, you should only be Sevech on it, you shouldn't be Sevech on it, Ilah Makam Adchak. The shadow is over here, but Makam Adchak, if you did it, B'diyevet, or B'machayet, we're not going to be Machayet, we'll talk about the Lama. But Zikr, not to go like a Chachim there. What? If I two wrong, but the Rav Hashem is what do you mean? Next level. There's Chadar and there's Chadar and there's Chadar. Next level. What, from house to house? Who brings it? Okay. To work with it was Pasha that it has a din of a different house. Not only that, but to get the cheder magic on. What? What did it do for him? When he went from Ara to Israel, it was in the apartment. That's what he said. It's actually very probable that it didn't. I haven't said no, but what? Was it a farm building? No, you know. I mean, I know that my grandfather lived in a two-person house, but that doesn't mean that he had their own room. They didn't have that's a bit different. It wasn't a story.
Does this come up and change?
It does for things like pot, but not for things like Shane and Tunubach Lacharim came in like period. There, even if you have that, it doesn't help. Since it doesn't have chashivas. Therefore, as soon as you get up, it's ain't a tuna brahma lach around the payment. As soon as you get up, it's either as a drawing your middle payment. One second. What's with chedim adjur? What's with going out to the hallway? That's also being machlek as a paiskim. Yesh lakan, whether or not, bring down Moshe Mishamu Zalman, that it doesn't have a din of a different bite. They bring down, because it's a machum reshutif for everybody in the building. You have a reshut, two reshut also. Mr. Pirella says that it does have a din of a chedim adjugut, does have a din of a different house. So Rebbe Berkowitz, he wanted to say before nowadays, the question that it has a din of a different house, because it's not like a chedim mishutaf. It's not like a chaser that everybody uses the chaser for the thing. A hallway, a stairwell, is not a place that people are misafik and mishtamashim. It's just, you use it to get to your apartment, to get to your apartment. Some people maybe eat there on Erev Pesach, but the etzem is not a mokum that a person is mishtamashim. What? Either of it, you put your stuff there, you get screamed at. So Shabbos, does that make the whole thing? Does that make that specific place? As Mokum Mishnah. I don't know, by us, people put their boards all the way on the bottom, 4.5 lights under, and they put up big signs, and take your boards out, and before Thursday, they're going to check their, it's becoming a house for cats. Welcome to Shutef, even cats let it go there. Pashas, you know, I don't know, my building, many buildings, they don't let you put your stuff there for sure. Bicycle in the stairwell, they take it away. I mean, it's not a Welcome to Shutef bathroom. It's a Welcome to Shutef, you're allowed to walk there. But to say that it has a Shutef, and like another cheder of yours, is a big chiddush. One second. Now, if you have the many people that they have relatives that live apartment next to each other, and then both apartments become really, they merge into one apartment. People running in and out between it. It happens to be that you have to go outside before you get into the inside. But then the whole building, the whole next apartment and the hallway, all become, it just becomes the hallway to the next building. So that's what it's all, something like that. Go next to my grandmother. They were fixing each other. They put a door in the middle of the apartment. What do you need a door in the middle of the apartment? And just go out and come right back in. It's all a hemshah. You know, Rebbe Berkowitz said in such a case that even the next house wouldn't have a din of a dira. Have a din of a cheder acher. And there, Elik Hanan will say that at the chaser meshutif, the cheder magic goes. But in a regular case, pashas another person's house, even in your building, if you're the major, the rebbe paiskim, a din of a dira, cheder magic goes is a shayla. You're getting something with a shayla. We have a bullet pashas that has a din of a different one. Really, if you're going to take somebody outside, this is the lab and outside, you're getting into shaylas of having to make a new bracha. b'di'evan, right? So there's a lot of places that say it doesn't have it's dinner chedu chedu. Chori, you should get somebody to be made with a bracha. Okay, coming out, make a new bracha. What's it going on to Marpetan? Does Marpetan have a din of another room or not? Might sit outside. It's not covered. So Yashua has such a story. He says if it's covered, everybody agrees there's a different room. It's like chedu chedu. If it's not covered, then you're in the shas. So Yashua wants to say no, it's not covered. So then you're not mishtamush with it like a regular cheder. It doesn't have the regular mishtamush. And the meimah doesn't have dinner, chedu chedu. Roy of Kreis Kim holds, not that way. That's where Berglitz told me, B'shem B'shem Uzzam, and also, that it's a din of Cheder L'Cheder, especially my neighbors, anything drips on their porch, they get angry, because they use it as an extension to their house. So, it's like, they're going to step on their porch, and it's going to get wet, and the whole house is going to get dirty. But it's not much extension, most people, they use their porch as an extension to their house. Even though, in a Hanami, they're not going to do their laundry outside, whatever it is, but people hang the laundry outside, they're not going to wash the vegetables outside, but they do other things there, and it's used as a room. Mela, consider it cheder l'cheder, and you're not going to have to make a bracha, and go to the chatzilim. Even for kiddush makom to zocher, and then a cheder l'cheder, you have to dan it up. The shayla is, what happens when you get to people, most people here don't have, but in America, most people do have. They have a garden in front and back, something, a patio with a garden enclosed. What's the din over there? Does that have a din of a cheder l'cheder, especially if it's enclosed by a fence, and consider cheder l'cheder or not? So I think the Shemir Shabbos of Chazal decided that if it's enclosed, then it does have a din of a cheder l'cheder. The burger is going to the time that l'cher it doesn't, it's mamash another makom, it's outside. Ish lying, and it's a patio. And the patio have a din, it's not like a porch, the patio is not enclosed by a fence. But it is usually generally just off the kitchen or just off the dining room. People have their barbecues there. Sam Shechatov Chaim Pinchas says that's far. He wants to stand in the whole backyard and work. Because he says that's people grow, especially in the summer. People have their barbecues outside. So it's like a hemshech of your kitchen. Especially if that's what you're dasa. That's not your dasa. Ishlayim. Because the patio, the porch does not have din of es. That is a din of cheder l'cheder. And maybe with a chilu, you shouldn't go there unless you adas. Or unless your dasa is always to go there. I know by me, Shal Shudas. Always, from my porch, you can always see the shkia. 10 minutes after the start Shabbos Shabbos, 20 minutes after Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos, gorgeous sunset. Usually I take my guests there to go to the porch. In the middle of the Sudan. The shayla is, do they have to have das, or is my das work? For them, they would have to have das, have to show them from the window. Can't take them out to the porch unless they have das like Hatkhila to see it. They could see the room. They could see part of it. Right. They could see the room. And the Hanami, Ray McCray and the Khan, then we'll see what they're using. What? And it's also by Pa. So you have to come back right away. So the Khan would. Everybody goes down. Mass exit. This is all when you're inside your house. What happens when you leave your house? If you're outside your house, so we said like the smash part that the Ramaz. The Mishnah Berurah is being masik like the Chaya Adam, that it depends. If it's Mokav Mechitzes, there's a difference between Mokav Mechitzes and Mokav Mechitzes. If it's Mokav Mechitzes, then you don't need Das Meferish. If you have a Mokav which is Mokav Mechitzes, you're in an orchard which is surrounded by a fence, you don't need Das Meferish, and you can go and eat from all the different fruit trees without a problem. If it's not Mokav Mechitzes, then says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah the Chaya Adam, that you would have to have Das to be able to eat from other trees. If you didn't have that, then even if it's Reyam Akremay, that doesn't work. You have to have that. Mamela, if you go, I remember we used to go blueberry picking, and they allow you to eat from the blueberries, as long as you only have to pay for what you take out of the orchard. Whatever you're gonna, then they weigh that, you bring that home. While you're picking, you can eat as many blueberries as you want. So you're going around from bush to bush, and you're eating as many blueberries as you want. And you go apple picking, the same thing. If the mokum is mokum mechitzes, then it's not a problem. Not a problem. Even if it's not mokum mechitzes, L'chori, that's what your das is when you're coming, and das is seen from all the trees. Das is from all the trees, L'chori, even if you can't see because the blueberry bush is too high, you can't see the next row. Nevertheless, it's not a problem. The chatchila, you're allowed to go and eat all the blueberries.
You make
a difference
take the next tree. I
said
that,
please,
take
the However, that's even my aim, Mokum Mechitzes. What's my Mokum Mechitzes? What is considered Mokum Mechitzes? What makes something into Mokum Mechitzes? So, this bracha brings down B'shem Rav Yashiv that an area of work to make something Mokum Mechitzes. An area of kosher that's around the city or a god works to make it a Mokum Mechitzes. Acharet Tumua, that if you hold, as I got in the Pal, say the halacha, if you hold that Yerushalayim's area is kosher, that means you can, it's considered a Mokum Mechitzes, you don't even have to have da, you can start in Taraskin and make your way to Ramot and from there to Neve Yaakov and go around to Mevaseret. That's the area that goes around the entire place. As long as you're in your mokum, they help you, you don't have to have nothing. Really point. I saw somebody was married, Yvakish Terry is married, he said that we see Dover Pella, they said Bracha, doesn't quote him for Shem of Yashim, because that is the area of work. The question is that it's a place that's so much for Torah Tzitz Fus. Yitaka saw that in the next, this is in Tavshin Tzama Beis, but in Tavshin Tzama Pes, it says a Bracha, Yitaka switches a little bit. It doesn't say it exactly like that. It says, we're near that you need a real Mechitza in the area of one of work, but we're Echim Dele Zohar Mali, that even area of work. That's how it comes down. Now, Maman Hashem, even if an Erev doesn't work, let's say Erev doesn't work. Well, let's say you have real Mechitza. Is there a limit? You're in China, the Great Wall of China, 1,500 miles. So now the entire, okay, it doesn't go around the entire thing, but if it would, you'd be able to eat in the entire China, not a problem, because Mokum Mechitza, you don't need to have that. Mokum Mechitza is Mamish, a city, the old city, so it's surrounded by Mechitza. You don't have to have that. Mokum Mechitza. Is there a limit? So, I thought that Kishuvas wanted a time to rehearse the glass of Tzor. He said that Mokum Mechitza is only going to help you if it's owned by one person, or it's owned by an organization, something. But something which is an entire city, you have the old city, it's surrounded by Mechitzas, and you have the Jewish quarter, the Christian quarter there, and the Arab quarter there, and the Muslim quarter, and the Armenian quarter, and the French quarter, Muslim quarter. Everybody's there, there's so many people, no one owns it, there's millions of people that are in the city standing. There's nothing that the Muslim, what? Yuriyah owns the streets, they can tell you what to do, they can tell you to leave, it's good. There's no one in the area that owns it. It's mushutin. If nobody pays the bills, then the area doesn't have any money to do anything. It's owned by everything. It's mushutin around for everybody.
The last case was all for certain, and they asked how they're doing better.
What do you mean? That's the city. In Hanami, it's not what we would say over here, that it wouldn't work. The city doesn't want to work. The harder would it be if it's Magma Mechitzin. According to this, Magma Mechitzin. But the 50 Jews is standing a lot as far, that it's owned by a lot of people, so then we don't see it as a mokum of Rishus and Miyukhan. However, you do get into the same shallow, but again, there's still these things. You have these Ganlubis, the Serengeti. They have these huge parks in South Africa, or in Canada, or in other places, the size of Israel, hundreds of miles, and surrounded by fences. And it's owned by, you can't just walk in there whenever you want, you gotta pay to come in. Somebody owns it. Do we say the same thing, or is there a limit? I haven't found anything altogether. I haven't seen anybody that says that it is a problem. Before in such a case in a Hanami, Judas was, Yishlayin, if you can't see the Mechitzas B'chol, and you don't even know that you're Mokum Mechitzas, Yishlayin, why it works as a Mokum which is Mokum Mechitzas? The whole Svar is, you're Mokum Mechitzas. Excuse me, what are you sure? Judas is Kevei Mokum. If you don't even see that you're Mokum Mechitzas, you're in the middle of the Sinai Desert. And yeah, you know that 350 miles west, you happen to be a fence. I don't know. I haven't found that. Well, somebody that says that it's not going to work. It's not going to work. If we're going to get it, though. What's that? That's also owned by a lot of people. It's not everybody has their own bungalow. Everybody has their own. But the bungalow is right. It's surrounded by it. It's not just the bungalow which is Yuchan for one
thing.
Once in a camp, if there's no one else that owns anything there, and everything is owned by everybody. Usually there's bungalows and people that head camp that has his own bungalow, and there's a bunch of them that has
his
own.
No, everybody's not owned. That's the owner of a camp. You have the bungalows to live in for the disaster.
Yeah, but now it's my resort. You can't get it. Once I'm paying for it, I'm renting it. You can't kick me out of the middle. I rented it. Smart. Serious in the studio? So you're fine. They rent this specific place, I don't know, maybe they can move them around to a different place. But when they rent the bungalow, you rent the bungalow. I can tell you in the middle, oh, by the way, you should look at the dining room for the rest of the day. It could be that a family rents a specific bungalow. Whether the kids rent a specific thing, that's a shadow. I guess it's a shadow by even Mechayu in one building. When you start on the bottom floor of the main building, and you go and continue up to the top floor, is that considered Mechayu Lecheder? Or is it considered since it's another person's room in the main room? Or do we say, no, Yeshiva owns them all. Yeshiva can move you around. The Baron tells you, no, move your room. We're doing Yeshiva Simir. That's the way they kick people out. Yeah, Zichra, they kick people out. We're doing Yeshiva Simir. And they're out. So, Yeshlein. Now, this is all if you're staying in one specific place. So let's say you're taking a hike. You're outside, and you're taking a hike. And you're going from place to place. You have a bottle of water with you on your back. And every 5 minutes, you're going to take a drink. climbing up the Masada, and you're going around the snake trail, you don't even see the place from your corner, every 10 minutes you take a drink of water, is that considered a Shini Makam or not? Not surrounded by any place. Classes, that's the Zin of Halkei Drachim. You were never Kevei HaMakam for your Achila Bechlal, and the Mela, you're never Oik your Achila when you go to a different place. That's the Zin of Halkei Drachim, that's Mutter Lech Achila, take a drink here, with your Daf continue as you go along. You're never Kevei HaMakam. Even more so, Ramesh of Mechadish, he wants to sign us that if a person has a candy in his mouth, even if he started in his house, he started in his house, he popped the candy in his mouth, he's after for 20 minutes, then he decided he's going to go outside, chew and go, something like that. He says, since you were never oiker from your achilo, now maybe we can see it as a continuous hemshich of the same achilo, you're allowed to go outside. When you go outside, you're not making a new problem. Now Ramesh over there has a few different chidushim. He says like this. He says, it depends. If you still like a candy or sucking gum, then even if your daf was the shot that you put in your mouth, you're going to stay in your house for 10 minutes, and then you're going to go outside to convey a muckam in your house, nevertheless, you never eat up from the achila, you're allowed to go outside not to make a new bracha. However, let's say something that's not like that. It's potato chips. So you keep on popping new things into your mouth. You keep on putting new things in your mouth. So each time, it's an akira achila. So he says over there, if the shot that you started your potato chips, you were in your house, and your kavana was to sit in your mouth, the house, and have potato chips, and then in the middle you decided, you know what, let's go to yeshiva, started going to the 3:15, time to go to the second seder, let's start going, you change your makam. There he says, l'chadchila, you should make a new bracha when you come outside. Since each time it's a new achila, so l'chadchila, you should make a bracha before you go outside. However, if you didn't make a new bracha, let's say you didn't, right? When you walked outside, you didn't make a new bracha. So then he says, as long as you're eating potato chips, you shouldn't stop to make a new bracha. We see it as a hemshich of the achila. So you're eating your potato chips, and as you finish eating your potato chips, you stick your hands into your bag and take more potato chips. You never stop more than potato chips. You don't have to make a new bracha. Now he says like this: let's say your daf when he started the potato chips was to leave. You're just getting your stuff together, getting your farm together. You start popping potato chips in, and then you're going to the main building. You're walking from your dorm room to the main building. Is that considered a shini makam or not? He says there you were never kevei makam inside of your house before. Your whole das was to be a halkei drachim. Mainly, your whole das was to be a halkei drachim. You don't have a din of kviyas bechlal, and you don't have to make a new bracha when you go outside. The halacha, there are those that are chilek on Ramesha, supposedly the Chazon Ish. Chaim Kanievsky was supposedly walking once in the Chazon Ish when he was a kid, and he had a candy in his mouth, and as he went outside, or before he went outside, Chazon Ish told him to take it out and make a new bracha when you go outside. He yelled that even by a candy, you need a new bracha. Now, the Berkowitz told me that you could be simich on it, he says, the way that he came out, it's be simich on Ramesha when you put in the candy in your mouth with your das to leave. If you had Ramesha's chiddush that the candy in your mouth helps, even if you didn't have das to leave, you have your chewing gum in your mouth for 20 minutes, then you decide to leave. You never were eaten from that achila. Berkowitz wanted to die only to be simich on it when your das was to leave, when you put it in your mouth. The chatchila, the chur, since it's a tzafik, the chur, what you could do, take it out of your mouth. You have a tzafik, it's not a bracha shenit tzvichah because you have a tzafik. Take it out of your mouth, go outside, make a new bracha when you come outside. Once you're outside, then you have a din of halkei drachim. If a din of halkei drachim, you can go wherever you want. Now this is very negay with coffee. You go to JFC, you get some coffee, and you take it outside, you start drinking it, and then you bring it to the mezunish. What's your din? Do you have to make a new bracha or not? Now, if you started drinking in the stationery store, and then you said, oh, you're 3:15, my friend's waiting for me. And you decide to go outside. L'chur, as soon as you go outside, you have to make a new bracha. Once you're outside, maybe you'll have to drink. Have a flush it down the way. L'chur, you can hurry, you walk into the station. Maybe in the station store, they don't let you drink. I don't know. I decided not to. I don't want to eat outside. That's not true. People there who don't want to eat outside, they eat in the stationery store. But I'm sorry for my not JFC coffee, slice of pizza, whatever it is, put it on that slice of pizza and maybe the shadow. And whatever it is, shako cookies in the Yellow Bakery they used to have. Those who didn't know that they were shako cookies. Then the chur you kaveh welcome in your house, as soon as you go outside you have to make a new bracha. However, if your daf was to just get the coffee, take a sip, your daf was to go outside, and the Fidus Ramesha, you have a din of Halkei Drachim, you never convey your makam here, and you're allowed to go outside, not a problem. Now what happens when you get into the Beis Medrash? You take your coffee now, and now you go into the Beis Medrash. What's it in there? So I heard from a few people, B'Shem and Berkowitz, I did not speak to them about this, but I heard from a few people that Berkowitz said that once you go to the new place, you're now Kaveh and Numachim. You're now Kaveh and Numachim, and you have to make a new bracha. L'chur, the Minigurel is not like that, I don't know anybody that does that. But the Svar L'chur is also that you shouldn't have to. I thought about them, B'Shem the Dayan Fisher, there's a bracha, there's newest, now there are going to be down from Dayan Fisher, and the Zagoy, Evan Yisrael, and Mishra Brewer, that in a case where you never, you are hochi drachim, so even if you go to a different house, it's not a problem. Because you never kaveh makom lechatchila. You never kaveh makom lechatchila. You're going to a different house. Even if you go into a car, also a car is not a kviyas, a car. It's not considered, especially the way that the Sharatim says, we're going to the Arif, the Agola. It's not considered, not to be machmer, we buy it, it's not considered to be machmer, we buy it. So let's say somebody's kaveh and makom in his car. He starts eating in his car and then he gets out of his car. Is that considered as he went from bayis to bayis, bayis to outside? Or car to car doesn't have a din of a makom of kaveh. Here's lying. I wouldn't think that it does. A mashmash for car is that it doesn't have a din. Agalah, maybe a car is different. I would say that, well, if you doubt work, if it's bayis to bayis, then that doesn't work even. So if you're dashless, you don't need the thing, so maybe you're kaveh. Shalaz if it's shalaz, it could be a smakam. Why do we say you're always having a hochi drachim? If you're in a plane, so in a plane, the mitzvah of a plane is that the kaveh is in a plane. No matter what, you start eating in a plane, and then you go outside of the...
It's all in one room in a plane.
What?
That's all in one room.
Yeah, but when you start, when you go from the plane into the airport, you have to make it a brachim. I saw Stillman brings down from a few people, a few people that were asked, they said from a plane into the airport, takum yishini makam. The car, the svar is because the plane is considered a makom, which is your miachad. It's a kviyah, a shachad kviyah there. A car, I don't know if a shachad kviyah there. It's like a boat, a yacht. Somebody has a yacht. He's going on a cruise for 3 weeks. So this is not his makom, because it happens to be that the boat is moving. So therefore, it's not his makom. It's not kviyah. It's a kviyah. It's a little canoe or something like that. If you start eating there, I wouldn't think that has a kviyah makom. But a yacht, something like that, a plane, which is.
So
you're moving the whole time. The Chorim did no, the shower is what? But let's say you're a hochi drachim and you're going, you started off in a book of mechitzas and you went to outside a book of mechitzas. In a kanami? Really? Even you're a hochi drachim? For Moshe, we see zecher not kaveh. Moshe says that if your das was in the car, in the house, and you're going to leave and you started driving then. Yeah, we consider you a hokey drunk. Even not with a candy, with potato chips. We consider you as a hokey drunk the whole time. That's been a get to the dim of now. This only dinner of Shini Mokka that we say you don't have to make a new bracha is dafka if you weren't Mishir Das. If you weren't Mishir Das and you decided you're not eating anymore, this one you have to make a new bracha. What is considered Hatzah Das? Remind you of this. Kalekei. Timon Taz Zayin. With F. What's considered Hatzadat? Is this my grandson? What's Hatzadat? L'chorefek. A guy goes to Daf in the middle of his Suda, that's Hatzadat. You have to be Mechavim in the first Bracha Shmei Nesrei, and you have to be Mesir Das from all Dvarim of all Gashmi and Sikha Dvarim, like Mechavim Paschim. Familiar with Mesir Das from your Suda. Says Ramayish, that's not what Hatzadat is. Hatzadat means you've decided that you've finished your Suda. It's a Gemara to your Suda. Anything which is not a Gemara to the Suda, even if you couldn't think about it at the same time, doesn't make a difference. Mamela, if somebody falls asleep, that's the Lachan Sezayim. If somebody falls asleep in the Suda, it's not considered Hatzadat. This decided to finish the Suda. So the Mishabur, it depends. If it's only Shina Sarai, then you would have to take that. What are you supposed to do? You're on the couch, moving all the time, you fall asleep. When your head nodded off, and you doze. Even up to now, it says the Mishabur. However, if you go onto your bed in Moli Suda, that shows that you're finishing your Suda, and that's considered a Kviyas. Try and finish one at a time, that it's not really totally in a bed or an hour. That's just the sum of the Vosra. But if a guy goes to his bed for a Shina Sarai, he's going to come back in 5 minutes, but he just has to get to, he doesn't have another place to put his head down, so he just goes to his bed for 5 minutes. That's considered a Shina Sarai. And if a guy goes to a Hedya onto his couch and he goes to sleep for an hour, so that's considered a Shina Skeva. That's his Das is taking. Chor, tell me what he does. Whether you decided not to, is there a shir? Some of it, the Mishnah Berurah says that up 10 hours into the Shina Sarai. Unless your das was ahead to make it a Shina Skeva. Then even the Chor 20 minutes would be, or 5. Now, the same thing we're going to get to the davening. That's the vah. Somebody goes to davening in the middle, it's not considered Hezgah Das. Even though you have to go even though you're not going to be Mechavin, you're not thinking about your suit in the middle of davening. Nevertheless, it's not considered Hezgah Das, and you decide not to eat. Now, the Sharatin happens to say over here, he brings down the Taz, Ach efshir lechatchila yesh li zor bazeh, shaloy li zfalo, b'emsa suda, kim bebeisei, yom shiniach mikzav chavirin. He brings down the Taz, he says, lechatchila maybe to be choshish, I'm not sure that people are choshish for this, lechatchila maybe to be choshish for the Taz, the last Taz of the Simen, that says you shouldn't go daven in the middle of your suda if you leave your mochim. Leave your mochim, you shouldn't go daven unless it's siniach mikzav chavirin or in the middle of the... Now what does siniach mikzav chavirin do? You didn't really handle this. What does Sinichu Mikzav Chavirim do? Pasha Sinichu Mikzav Chavirim makes it, they still in the middle of Yisudah. The Meila says the Taz, that when he says, Varm Shein Tuna Bracha Lacharevim Kreiman, we don't see any Kviyas. Two guys that are sitting down next to each other eating Mike and Ike, we don't see any Kviyas one to the next that we see you're in the middle of Yisudah of Mike and Ike. And the Meila, when you leave, Ski loves if I left somebody here. Really, he says, hey, even if Sinichu Mikzav Chavirim, it's not going to help. The Magen Avraham, the Mr. Brewer passes this way to Maisa, that Hinichu Mikzav Chavirim helps even by pears, even by chicken and rice, even by Mike and Ike Lachar. If we see it as a, that you're still in the middle of your Suda, in the Chalami, we don't see a Kviyat. But we see that you're in the middle of the Suda, because the person that you're eating with is still here. The meal we see in the middle of the Suda, it helps Hinichu Mikzav Chavirim. Now, Zichar, if you're in the restaurant and there happens to be somebody at the table next to you, and you leave in the middle, oh, there's somebody here. You're not eating with them, even if you're eating fast. That's not considered Hinichu Mikzav Chavirim. Hinichu Mikzav Chavirim, we have to see the Sheikhs to be eating together. The main one, the see this. What's with the cotton? Can you leave a child there? So, to need it in the paiskim, the other team wants to sign, he says that if the child is 6 years old, that according to the Tzvarim, he can be mistar for a zimun, a child can be mistar as a third person for a zimun from the time he's 6 years old, maybe we can ask the kvi. So we see the kvi together, maybe we can leave him. I think Nevazal wanted to sign that if you can enjoy the company of the child, so we see as the kvi is here, then in a khanami, considering Mikhail Khavirim. What happens if you left Mikhail Khavirim and then you came back and they weren't there anymore? Does that work? Lachor Mitzvah should say that it does work. I would never argue my Kviyas. However, the Bergman told me that Mashmoy says that it doesn't work. It wasn't exactly clear where the Mashmoy is from that it doesn't work. Lachor Mitzvah is, maybe it's different than the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that when you go to a different place, even if you started your Suda here and you left people here, but you continued to another place, even though you weren't making Kviyas, it's considered a new Suda. So it's over here, you came back, there's nobody there anymore. Or maybe it's considered an Akira of your Mokim. That's been again for the Sugya of Shinu Mokim. Just our on Shavuot, if anybody wants to leave, feel free to go. Just the Machshava on Shavuot. There's a famous story that I heard a number of years ago that well-known story, but I'll say it over just for the point. Supposedly Ron Cutler, there used to be someone that used to donate to Ron Cutler to Lakewood Yeshiva many years ago, a sizable amount of money each year, $5,000, I don't know what it was, 6 years ago. But maybe Ron would always bother him, maybe learn a little bit also. Not just the money, don't just pot yourself with the money, maybe learn a little bit also. Skip to 1 year, he got fed up, he tells Ron, listen here. When I was a child, I lived in Ron. My father used to go to Mishal, she just listened to the Chofetz Chaim in English. I used to run around outside like a little kid. 1 week, the Chofetz Chaim pulls me up next to him, and he says, empty chair next to him, he says, sit down next to him. Sat down next to him, and what did he speak about that week? Eitz Chaim Minimah Chazikimbal, Mr. Michael Mahushon. He says that a person that supports Torah, Mr. Michael Mahushon, somebody that supports Torah, has the same scar as the person that learns the Torah, the same thing. Happens to be the Baal Torah brings it down, last his Farsha. By Mata Yisocha, Mata Zvun, because it doesn't say Mata, we don't want to make one tougher than the next, because Yisocha Zvun, Yisrael 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 stop hacking me up about it, that I should learn something, I'm supporting Torah, I have the same scar as you. So, famous answer that Ryan said is, the Trach is just made the Bissel as Erlem Haz, Abba, I made the Bissel Erlem Haz. I'm not talking about Erlem Haz, Erlem Haz, To be nene, okay, fine. The shayla, so why do we come here and learn for 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon, and 2 hours at night? What are we gaining here? What are we waiting nefesh? Spend a lot of time learning there. L'chor, you have the same tchar, but we'll go to work, make some money, work, support other people, you have the same tchar. Why do we waiting nefesh? Why? What for? The whole answer is, there's many things that come, that aside from the Tchad, there's many things that they bring. For one, there's the Mesilas Hasharim. The Mesilas Hasharim says at the beginning of the hearing. אל כן תבינו לקבוע יעיתם לתרו, כבר זכרנו שהיא מצטרכת יוריתו לאדם לשאגיע להזהירות. The thing that you need the most to get the זהירות is תרו. כמה אמרו רבי קיניקה, תרו מביא לזה זהירות. וזהו לא סון ליגיע אלף כלל. הוא מה שאמרו זכרנו לברף אבל היה מתפוסד, וזה כי הבר יסבור שמי שבר יתר רב לאדם, הוא שבר יתר תאבן לי. מי שאמרו זכרנו לברף אבל יתר זהירו ועשו יתר תאבן. הנה פושב הוא, שמבורי לבור למק הזו אל רפו הזו, אי אפשר בשום פונים שירופי האודם מזית המק הבלתי זית רפוא. ומי שיחושב דינת לזלוסו, אינו יאו עצרנו. ויהיר את הוצאו בסייף כשיום עשו חפי. לא צריך. If you want to overcome the Yitzhara, you need Torah. Torah is here. The Chorah of the Torah is not going to help you. You need a Torah. And the whole binion of the Mesilta Sharam starts with the Zihirah for these reasons. It all starts with the Torah. The Mela, the Shleimus, if you want Shleimus, the Chorah Shleimus only comes with Torah. The Schar, in the Chanami, lots of loving. But the Shleimus in this world, which will bring more Schar in the next world, the Chorah, you only have Torah. So for instance, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, 6th Parak. In addition to the Zichl Dvarim Harbi, all these things, Zichl Dvarim Harbi, all the different things, and to understand anything, to know and have Daf Torah, and all the different things that it's meant here. The hurt to help is the fact that you're going to support the Torah. You need the Torah away. And the third thing is that you should have to know what to do. What's it going to help to support somebody if it's not going to help you what to do when you get on the Shabbos? I was once at somebody's house and somebody's talking about it. Ah, why nowadays people have to learn? And the old days wasn't like this. So I felt as though by then it's true that you happen to be right. The old days wasn't like this. But there's a few times that you were over on the Isra Skila in the middle of the Suda. So you're right. Also, you want to know what's it, but I'll spur a Skila. And you watch what's going on, this is the Rabbana. And a few different things that I saw in the middle of the Suda, I didn't say it to him. But just push it to know what to do, not to be Mechal Shabbat, to know what to do. How many people know what the Alachas of Shinri Mokam are? How many people know that if you start your coffee in the Mechal and you go outside, you have to make a new bracha? You're conveying Mokam in the store. How many people know these Alachas? Not many people know these Alachas. The Chur is supporting it, it's not going to help. It's a great tzach, and I'm not taking away from supporting Torah. Just, what do we see over here? We see that the nekuda of Torah, the importance of Torah, is not just for the schar. It's all the things that Torah brings. It's not just the limud haTorah alone. It's the things that the limud haTorah brings to. It's the zehiras that it brings to. It's the yediyas halacha that it brings to. Torah l'shma, l'shem Torah. Torah is the lashon hara, to know what to do. B'vashtayram, all the things zeich l'dvarim harbi. Eibazeh, our kavod to Torah, elchanami. We're sitting here, Baruch Hashem, we're learning. First Seder, second Seder, ninth Seder, those that are zeich to be able to learn. A full day. But what's coming out of the Torah? What do we take out of the Torah? We think that the Liman HaTorah, the Chashivas of the Liman HaTorah more than supporting a Torah, is Vaskum Darayt. What's Lamayit at the end of the day? What do you have when you walk out of Seder at the end of the day? What did I gain from the Seder? What do I have La Halacha? What did I gain? What a fresh thing. It doesn't make any difference what you're learning. It could be Kachim, you could see Yiras Hashem. It could be anything that you're learning, there's always what to take out of. Like Darman says in Yiras Arman, Shir Tokum and Asayivas, Kavas Mahi, Yeshma Shushiyakul Kayim, Pashim and Ramban. Anytime they get up from the Sefer, at the end of each Seder, what are you coming out from? Is it that I learned something in La'alacha? That I learned something in Musar? That I learned something in Yira? What am I coming out with at the end of the day? To learn the whole Zman, but not to come out with anything, not to have a Gemiris, not to have a Yidiyah, not to have the Zechura Gretz at the start of the Torah. The Meva, the Zechura are Kabbalah Satera has to be also going to get to this Nekuda. What's come to rise from the Torah? What are we gaining the mindset at the end of the day? When we come into Shavuos, what are we with Talmud? Yeah, we learn all day. What else do we do all day? I learn first day, I learn second day, even learn after next day. There's no time today, I'm not learning. But what's the mindset? What's the Kabbalah of the Torah? What's the Torah bringing me to? Just remind me, one of the Nekuda is that many people don't have the chutzpah to sit and learn the whole life. And they have the years in Kairo, or years in Yeshiva, are limited. 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years even. Many people, at the end of the day, go out and they say, I don't have the time to learn. Now is the time, they always tell you, now is the time. But my say, now is the time. Now is the time to be able to come to all these things, to be able to learn B'Tzadav Zayin. You have the Megalakai, you have the ability to do it. But maybe it should be done in the Rech B'Goyishin. I would say, I don't want to get into touchy topics, but B'Negeth, L'Mashal Ba'alma, B'Negeth the cell phone. Cell phone, a person has a cell phone in his pocket, he's mekushet the outside. What does it mean? There's always a possibility of a phone call. Even if you don't get your phone, who's calling me? Should I get the phone? Should I look? It's a heptic in the limud. I lamaisa. Who knows what's going to happen? If you have your cell phone outside, what's going to happen? Who knows? Let's say this person is going to touch me. Let's say this person is going to touch me. You think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't make it that your battery will die? You think that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it, that you're not going to find out about it? You're not going to find out even when you have the cell phone in your pocket. A guy told me, Moshe, I was talking to somebody about it. He told me, I have a cell phone in my pocket. My mom is still answering. I don't need the military. One time, his wife called and she took a trip. She broke her foot and she was in Washington. She was sitting on the side of the road, waiting for her friend to come. Also, it's good that I had the cell phone. So what's the answer? Isn't it good? Isn't it good that he has a cell phone? Ish line, if she wouldn't have tripped. Ish line, what do you think that? Because Shvokh couldn't make it that since Almighty has a cell phone in the thing, so now it's good that she, and maybe she wouldn't have tripped. Or maybe your battery, what would you have done if the battery died? If it fell out of your pocket into the sink and it got full of water, and now you can't get anything, and she tripped out, what would you do? Nothing. There's nothing for you to do. Because the Shvokh wants you to know, you'll know whether you have a cell phone or not. Lamaisa, for a person to ask a person to take it out, a person that has it in the file, person, take it out for an hour. One day, for an hour, see what happens. See if anything happens. If nothing happens, try the next day, for an hour, 5 minutes. See what happens if you leave it out by the end of the seder. Each person, doesn't have to be a cell phone specifically, it's just an akudah. To be a ligand and layer, to be not, you shouldn't have to be, it shouldn't be problem, they should be stopped in the middle of a suda. Somebody that needs to for emergencies, 100%, I know it's not me. The Rishiva said not to. Somebody needs it for emergencies. If he has a heter, call a couple. I'm just giving a mashal ba'alma. Now is the time. Now is the time to be mekushet to learning, to ligin and learning, to know what comes out of learning. The Maaser is saying, "She's actually mekabel the Torah, the emes of ba'alma."